Coming up on episode number 973, it's time for another Indie Hodgepodge episode of Coverville. This is where I collect all the songs that I get from independent artists, independent labels, and put them together in one show instead of waiting for an appropriate cover story or date on this date, things like that. No, I want you to hear these right away. And how soon? Now is how soon. That's a hint at one of the songs you're going to hear. It is the Indie Hodgepodge, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, July 9th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Indie Hodgepodge episode of Coverville, collecting together the songs that have gotten sent in recently that I would just want to get out there and get you hearing so you can find out more about the artists that you're hearing in all these different songs. A lot of funk on today's episode of Coverville, as well as trivia at the end, but not with Tina. I've got a special guest in the studio, Mashup Man Sebastian, from the Netherlands, is joining me for this episode, so we'll hear from him a little bit later on in the episode. Let's get things started with a cover of the Smiths song. This is such a great tune. How Soon Is Now, covered here by Kaz Haley from a brand new album called La Si Da. Here is Kaz Haley and How Soon Is Now.
Everybody else does.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you died, and you know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Brother, brother, there ain't no need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Still keep calling. car park, the airport, the baggage carousel. People keep on crowding, ain't wishing I was well. I say it's no occasion, it's no story I can tell. On past my bedside, empty pocket, a foot without a sock. Your body gets much closer, a fumble for the clock. Love thy, the seduction, I wish that it would stop. Some perfume, a fortune over you, but it's not my conscience that hates to be untrue. I asked of my reflection, tell me what is there to do. Tempted by the fruit of another, tempted, but the truth.
Tempted, originally by Squeeze, covered there by Margot Ray from an upcoming release, I believe. She submitted that to Coverville here within the last couple months. Great cover of Squeeze's Tempted. One of the few songs, one of the few hits for Squeeze. Actually, it is really one of the few songs that Squeeze released. It was originally sung by Paul Carrick, who was kind of a fleeting member of the band for two different periods, once in the 80s around the East Side Story album, and then once again later on for the Some Fantastic Place album, which was in the 90s. Get to see Paul Carrick actually perform that song as part of Ringo Starr's All-Star Band a few years ago, and actually having Ringo Starr backing him up, which is kind of funny when you consider that for a while, Difford and Tilbrook, the main two guys behind Squeeze, were compared to Lennon-McCartney. They were called the new Lennon-McCartney. So a little bit of a Squeeze wraparound there. Margot Ray and her cover of Tempted. Right before that, The Congress from an album called The Loft Tapes with a cover of What's Going On, originally by Marvin Gaye, covered there with some great funk by a new band that sounds, that takes that retro sound and makes it their own. Really, really cool stuff from The Congress. Before that, Kaz Haley and a cover of The Smiths' How Soon Is Now with more funk than I think Morrissey ever would have imagined going on in that song. How Soon Is Now, covered by Kaz Haley from the brand new album La Si Da. Go check that out. I'll get you a link, put in the show notes, and you can find more information about all the artists you hear on today's Coverville. Now, Coverville today is also brought to you by Squarespace. Treat yourself to a brand new website with the help of Squarespace, which is a drag-and-drop do-it-yourself site builder that's got everything you need to create an exceptional and professional and clean and cool website. Go to squarespace.com/coverville. to start a free trial. Actually, you don't even need to go to the slash Coverville anymore. Just go to squarespace.com and you'll start a free trial right there. But you will want to use the offer code Coverville7, that's Coverville, and the number 7 when you decide to purchase, and you'll get a 10% discount off of all the services from squarespace.com. Let me tell you all about how, you know, you've heard me talk about Squarespace and how it can benefit bloggers and podcasters. Let's talk a little bit about other people this can benefit. If you're an artist, if you're a designer, a graphic artist, and you need a portfolio page, Squarespace has everything you need to instantly create a portfolio, an online portfolio, so people can see all the different projects you've worked on, get some ideas about what kind of style you have so that they can hire you for their work. It's great for artists. It's great for restaurants who want to put a menu online. Businesses, of course, there's a great e-commerce functionality to Squarespace that's very, very easy to set up. And of course, if you're a blogger or a photographer and want a place to put your stuff and put your blogs, your thoughts, your everything, then you can do no wrong with Squarespace.com. Again, make sure when you check out, use the offer code COVERVILLE7, that's COVERVILLE, and the number 7, that'll get you 10% off your order right there at Squarespace.com. Everything you need to build exceptional websites. Let's get to the next set of music, and well, we had some Smiths, we had some Squeeze. I say let's root down a couple more songs from the 80s, starting with a cover of This Must Be the Place, this one covered by Kelly Preston and Bob Lukomsky. Let me make sure I pronounced that right. Bob Lukomsky and Kathy Preston. Did I say Kelly Preston earlier? That's John Travolta's wife, Kathy Preston, and Bob Lukomsky with their cover of the Talking Heads' This Must Be the Place. Thank you.
still. If the thunder don't get you, the lightning will.
Sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Nice day to start again. Ooh, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. There is nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world.
Juliet Lyons, from her album Summertime is How to Live, a cover of Billy Idol's White Wedding. I love how that thing punches up about halfway through and goes from a piano-only track to having all those other things in there. drums, bass, guitar, you know, those things. Juliet Lyons and her cover of White Wedding. Right before that, James Cole with the Jerry Garcia cover from his album Unite. That was The Wheel. And Kathy Preston and Bob Lukomsky with a cover of This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads. That one you can find on their SoundCloud page. I'll throw a link in the show notes to where you can find that. But kind of refreshing when you're doing a cover of This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads to not have that very familiar familiar synthesizer noise that it seems that everybody who does a cover of that song, maybe except for folks like Miles Fisher, but just about everybody seems to include. And so when you don't include that, I think it actually does change up the song a little bit and make it something very different. That is This Must Be the Place, Kathy Preston and Bob Lukomsky. They don't include the Naive Melody parenthetical in there, but of course, it belongs there, right? We're going to jump right to the last set of music here, starting off with a cover by Needle from the album Songs Your Mother Never Sang You. It's a cover of Neil Young's Helpless right here on Coverville. Thank you.
leaves us helpless, helpless, helpless. Baby, can you hear me now? Chains are locked and tied across the door.
Swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. kissing in the blue dark wind, pulling Wild Thoughts video game. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I'm seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old bars. This is my idea of fun, playing video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth for you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls. Say that the world is built for two. Only with living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Now you do. Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth for you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girl's heart. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world is built for two. Only with living if somebody is loved. Baby, now you do.
Fashion Week and a cover of video games that you can download for free right from their SoundCloud page, originally done by Lana Del Rey. A great cover right there you can find by Fashion Week. I'll put a link in the show notes, of course, to where you can go download that for free. But of course, you can go to SoundCloud and do a search for Fashion Week video games, and I'm sure you'll find it. Right before that, you heard Needle with a cover of Neil Young's Helpless. A cover from their album Songs Your Mother Never Sang You, and a great version right there, female-fronted band Needle. All right, well, as I mentioned earlier, Sebastian is in the house visiting, Sebastian van Dyk, visiting from the Netherlands, actually he's going to be overall spending about 20 days here in the U.S. and Canada, all centered around, of course, the big event known as Nerdtacular, which we just got back from yesterday. So, Sebastian, what do you think so far?
So far, I am enjoying the heck out of this trick, really.
Cool.
Trip, really.
See what I mean? There's just something talking about Coverville that makes you
dumb, yeah, I guess.
I was going to say stumble over your words, but yeah. Okay, that applies too. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. A little closer to the mic, please.
Sorry.
It's almost
Hello.
Like you've never been on a podcast before. Jeez.
I know, right?
Wow. Let's go ahead and jump into Musically Challenged. This one comes from Josh Cross, but I'm guessing he's probably going to say that in the beginning of his intro. Here is Musically Challenged, and it's going to be me and Sebastian in this one.
Hi, Brian and Tina. This is Josh, a member of Shimoda Air Force, coming to you from New York City. Here's my version of a Musically Challenged. First Note Wonders, songs that have a first note so identifiable you can tell from one note. Each clip is the first pitched instrumental note of the song, no drums or vocals. There are 6 total songs, 2 that should be easy, 2 that are more challenging, and 2 that should be really hard. After each clip, I will give you progressively more obvious hints to help you guess. The first hint will be the genre, the second will be year, and the final will be the name of the band. Scoring will work as follows. 8 points for the correct answer without hints, 5 points with 1, 3 points with 2 hints, and 1 point for answering after all 3 hints.
You got all that?
Wow. That's a lot of information.
With a half a point, if you correctly pronounce. Okay, here we go.
The medium difficulty also had 2 points for a correct answer, and for the hard difficulty, 4. Confusing enough? Then away we go. Here's your first clip.
All right.
Nope.
Oh, really? That's Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix. Wait, is it Foxy Lady or is it... excuse me. Well, it might be... oh, it's definitely Jimi Hendrix. Shoot, now I'm questioning whether or not it's Foxy Lady. Yeah, it's definitely Foxy Lady. All right, next one.
How about again?
Sure.
Okay, now take a stab at it. Okay, here's your first hint. The genre this artist belongs to is classic rock, particularly blues and psychedelic rock. Mm-hmm. Care to guess? Here's your second hint. This song was released in 1967. Now do you get it? Here's your third hint. The artist is, of course, Jimi Hendrix. Get it?
Yeah.
Either way, let's move on.
I almost wonder how I should do this because most people like to play along. And if I answer, this is one of those where the sooner you answer it with all those clues, you get more points. So yeah. I'm going to wait until after he finishes playing the audio clip before I do any answering. But I'm going to be playing right along with you with the additional clues if I need them. All right.
Ready for song number two?
Yes.
Here's a clip. That's what? A pretty short one. Let's hear it again.
Let's see. Yeah, I've got nothing on that one. All right, let's go. Let's go for some clues.
One more time. Got a guess?
Nope. Nope.
Here's your first hint. The genre is British invasion pop. Here's your second hint.
Well, hold on. I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say it's You've Gotta Hide Your Love Away by the Beatles. I may change that after I hear some clues, though.
This song was released in 1965.
Okay.
Here's your third hint. This song is by the Beatles. And that's the end of the easy ones. Let's move on to
These were the easy ones?
These were the easy ones.
Oh, gosh.
Darn, and I was even going to guess that earlier. But all right, let's see if that's right. If I've got the right Beatles song.
Here's your first clip of song number three.
Okay, got it. I got that one. I'll
once more, in case that wasn't enough. Okay. Any idea?
Yep. I'm guessing that is Karma Police by Radiohead.
Wow.
Here's your first hint. The genre is alternative and experimental rock. Here's your second hint. This song was released in 1997. Here's your third hint. The band is Radiohead. All set with that one?
I like how he plays the audio after every single clue, too. Just a reminder. Okay.
Here's number four. Let's hear that again.
Hmm. I don't think I've got anything for this one. All right, let's...
One more time. Think you got it?
No.
Here's your first hint. The genre is Indian lo-fi garage rock.
Indian lo-fi garage rock?
I think indie and...
Oh, indie and lo-fi garage rock.
Indian lo-fi, that's nice.
I think it's... indie and lo-fi garage rock.
I got nothing, by the way.
Yeah.
Just drawing blanks. It sounds real familiar, though.
It does, yeah. I'm sure maybe a year will help us.
Your second hint. This song was released in 2003.
2003. Yeah, I got nothing.
Here's your third hint. This is the White Stripes.
Oh. Is that...
The Seven Nation
it's
Army?
It's not the hardest button, or is it... No, that's how that one begins.
Well, it might still be. I'm going to say Seven Nation Army anyway.
Okay.
Just so I get an answer in.
All right, sounds good. All right.
Let's move on to the hard ones. Here's song number five. And again. One more time.
Oh, it sounds really familiar.
Yep.
All right.
It's just so short.
Yeah.
Hope it's not too hard. Here's your first hint. The genre is Southern rock.
I mean, this isn't even enough for, like, Shazam to do it. I mean, really?
Are you trying that?
Is that what you're...
Let's see. That might help. Southern rock. So we're talking Skinnerd or...
something along those lines. Boy, I got nothing.
Here's your second hint. This song was released in 1973.
I can't even come up with a logical guess. All right, next clue.
Here's your third hint. The band is Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
I think you've probably got that one by now.
Nope.
No, I don't. Because it's not Freebird. Yeah, I can't come up with it. All right, let's keep going.
Here's song number six. Again. Last time.
Well, see, that one sounds like
Bob Dylan-ish.
It sounds like Bob Dylan. I guess Blackbird didn't have a harmonica in there, but it's almost got that doon 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 doon. All right, let's.
Well, okay, go for it. Here's your first hint. This band is alternative and indie pop rock.
A band, so yeah, not Bob
indie,
Dylan.
Not Bob Dylan. Indie alternative rock, which means probably 90s, 2000s, 2010s. Nothing.
Here's your second hint. This song was released in 1994. Here's your third hint. The band is Weezer.
Weezer?
Weezer.
In the garage?
Could be in the garage.
Could this be the moment I score a point?
Could be. And I don't think it's... I know it's not the sweater song.
I'm gonna say it's in the garage.
In the garage? All right. Yeah. Go for it.
All set?
Yeah, well.
And now for your extra credit one. 20 points, no hints, no information. Here goes. Got it?
No.
All right. Well, here are the answers.
Oh, I was hoping he was going to play it one more time.
Just a
let's,
ding.
Let's jump
really?
Back here. Let's see what we got.
That's right not there. Even a note.
Yeah, I
guess. It reminds me of, like, Akira, but...
Akira the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tetsuo! All right. Let's...
Got it?
Nope.
All right. Well, here are the answers. The first song was Foxy Lady.
Okay.
So, yay.
Yay on that one.
The second song was Norwegian Wood.
Oh. Yeah. Dang.
The third song was Karma Police.
Got that one?
Got two of them.
The fourth song was Seven Nation Army.
Yes!
Well done.
The fifth song was Tuesday's Gone.
Let's see how you did with the Weezer track.
The sixth song was In the Garage.
Well done. Nice job. Oh, yeah, of course.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. The extra credit song was Echoes by Pink Floyd from the 1971 album Metal.
Narba and the Tadpole.
Yeah,
that
I
one.
Was about to give him the credit for calling out that one. That's yep. A good on you, Narba.
Yes.
So I got 2 points out of a possible 672. How
much
did you get?
I'll just skip forward here about 3 minutes.
I got 16.
Nice.
Not bad. Again, out of a possible 68 points.
Yeah.
I got 16.
I got two. Well, at least I got two.
Right, exactly.
Out of a maximum of 80 points, how'd you
80
do?
Even.
I'm Josh. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Josh.
Yikes. All right. Well, that was good. That was a lot of fun.
Wow. So hard.
Yeah. See? And you may be shouting, when you're sitting back there in your house and you're listening to Musically Challenged, and saying, Brian, of course, it's blah, 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 blah. It's a lot different from when you're here, when you're put on the spot.
I mean, I probably would have gotten like a Hard Day's Night. Like, yeah. That would have been a good easy one.
I was expecting that one, honestly.
Yeah.
Or that's right, because that one begins with the strum of the guitar, the ping.
Yeah.
There's another one, the is it I Feel Fine begins with a single note. The dun 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 dun. Anyway, awesome job, Josh. That was a great musically challenged. So feel free to send more. If you want to send more, if you want to get in touch with me, by golly, I'm going to play the outgoing music here. Email me, requests@coverville.com. That's requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line, which is toll-free now, 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. I don't have a recording on that thing yet, so you'll beep and you'll be like, all right, do I talk now? What's the deal? Yeah, just talk after you hear the beep, and we're working on getting a good recording. It's not as easy as doing it with your home answering machine. I promise you that. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to visit my sponsors, squarespace.com, and of course, Amazon, iTunes, and ThinkGeek. You'll find links for all that stuff over on the right side of the page. Make sure to check all of that out. We will be back on Thursday with another cover story edition of Coverville. I don't know who it's going to be for, so it'll be a surprise to all of us. Until then, this is Brian Amitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. And big thanks to Sebastian for coming in to visit for this episode.
Thank you, sir.
It's been great having you. Let's get out of here. We'll see you next time. That just about covers it for tonight. I'll say it again. Bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CACHEFLY, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, they are what's going on.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.